Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network with your host, M.H. Scott. This is a one-hour interactive talk show. We'll talk college recruiting, athletic scholarships, and much more. Here's your host, M.H. Scott.
Hey, welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And folks, it's been a minute since we've been out here. We've just been providing with some great information from some of our previous shows. But we want to step into 2023 with a new vision, new perspective, new way of life, new way of thinking, new overall change. And when I say that, I want to make sure that all of you are understanding where I'm coming from. I'm not just talking about some New Year's resolutions that many of us have been doing for years and years and years, and for whatever reason, still haven't completed that task. So a few years back, I just stepped back and I said, I'm not even proclaiming any more New Year's resolutions. I'm going to just do a lifestyle change. So I've done some things in my life that have changed over the years, and I've continued to work on and perfect these things to the point where, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm living healthier, eating smarter, all these other great things that I'm doing. But, I want to be able to share this information with all of you. I want to be able to share this information with the next generation of parents, as well as our next generation of children. Now, here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we primarily focus on what our student athletes, did I start out 2023 using that ugly word, student athlete? What our athletes or our children are doing to ensure that they maintain and sustain a high performance in everything that they do. So we're going to bust open this conversation today. And while we're in this conversation, I hope you get something out of it. And if you want to join in, call in and just talk your talk about it, hey, you can call us at 516-453-9932. My mind went blank for a second, folks, but I had to go back and dig into the archives and pull that number out. I'll hit it one more time for you, 516-453-9932. Yes, you are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region, the Parents Coaching Parents
Network. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coaching Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Like I said, folks, you're listening to that number one sports parent podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. Yes, the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And, I can't start my show without reaching back and pulling out one of the great archive songs that was made just for the Parents Coaching Parents Network over 10 years ago. And to this day, this song still holds relevance to what we're doing here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. What I'm talking about, folks, I'm talking about the College Experience, put together, produced, promoted. Oh, man. Soundtrack written by my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduate of University of Harvard. Yes, I did say the University of Harvard. Keith put this little piece together some 10 years ago for us. And, man, like I said, it is what it is. It holds true. Check it out.
Dude in the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Like I said, folks, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and his little piece called The College Experience. But what I like about the whole thing is he says at the end, and he's making smart cool. And he's making smart cool. Well, folks, it's about that time. I'm gonna reach back and bring in our guest for today. Now, I've known our guest for, man, quite some time. And this young lady has always been a true go-getter. You know, although we met on a formal job, but I knew that there was just something special about her where she is able to help transform lives. You know, she's been doing some phenomenal things in the local community where she's from. Oh, man, she's branched out, has done some other things and, you know, other areas throughout the United States. And I just want her to come on today and just share some of her great testimony with us today on how she has been that strong, influential, dynamic coach that she has become. How did she get to that point? And how can we help our next generation of parents and children reach that point? So without further ado, folks, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my sister, my love, my girl, Mrs. Angela Hicks. What's up, sis?
What's up, brother? You know what? Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And it truly has been a pleasure to have you in my life, and I'm honored to be on your podcast today. Many blessings to your podcast and your listeners. I know that you just share, you put yourself out there, and you just, you know, transparent in the parent coaching parents and helping bring them up, bring one another up. And that's what this life should be all about, you know. So I applaud you, Michael, and I appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. And Godspeed for how you go ahead. And thank you again for having me here.
I'm just trying to do some things. That's all. I'm just
trying. You're doing it, brother.
I'm just trying. But like I said, I know that you have done some things too. So I need you to share just a little background with our listening audience.
Okay.
I'm starting to see folks calling in, but I don't know if they have a question. I'm going to check and see if they have a question. But I want you to share just a little background with our listening audience, who they're listening to today, who they may have a chance to dialogue with here in a few minutes. I just need a little piece. Just a little piece.
Just a little bit. I'll give you a little bit. All right, everyone. My name is Angela Hicks, and I practice my love by being a transformation coach. I had to first empower myself because I was in a dark, low place. I was following the rat race, the eat, sleep, go to work, the eat, sleep, go to work. And one day I asked myself, there's got to be something more to life than what I am currently experiencing. I call that the soul call. You know, when we question, a question comes up, and we think, it's got to be something more than what I have been conditioned to live, to push other people's boats. You know, what about my dreams and aspirations? And, you know, even outside of the roles that we play, you know, as a mom, as a wife, as an auntie, sister, brother, what have you, there's so much more. And my life was hungry for that so much more. So that's where that journey started. So I first transformed myself. Nobody can teach unless they teach their own selves. If you have somebody trying to teach you something and you don't see the evidences in their life, walk away.
Uh-oh. Speak now. Go ahead.
So I really like the old people say, Mike, I can show you better than I can tell you. So let my life reflect that. My life does reflect that, and I hope it's very transparent. I speak from my heart and from my soul, from a place of love and inspiring people in the four areas of their life. There's usually four areas that we're concerned with, and that's our health, our love and relationships, our self-expressions, which is what Michael's doing. He's expressing himself through his awesome number one podcast, and wealth, finances. You know, and for the new year, not doing resolutions, but being goal-minded, like Michael is talking about here, making decisions. Because once you make a decision and line up with it, nothing on this earth can stop you. But you have to make the decision first and line up with it. That means there has to be evidences that you made the decision. And anything contrary will fall away. Because why? You no longer focus on that. So I heard Michael say he made some health changes. So that's the first area that he mentioned. And I'm sure his life reflects. He said he's eating better. And I'm sure you're feeling better, right, Michael?
Yes, I am.
It's huge. That's a huge part because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, where's the pleasure? It's about making sure you have that balance in those four areas. And I am open, if you have questions, to talk about how you can start focusing. Just pick one. This is not about something that's you don't want to make it dreading. You don't want to make it hard. But we're going to approach this from a lighthearted space. We have enough energy on suffering and sacrificing. And I no longer do that. I don't play that game anymore.
Whoa.
I do ease and flow and joy and happiness.
That's what I'm talking about. Let your light so shine.
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
We've gotten out of that mindset where you have to suffer and sacrifice. I mean, and I know the world teaches they make monuments after people who have martyred themselves.
Exactly. Sad to say. Yeah.
Yes. But you don't have to live that as a complete lifestyle. So if you play hard, that self-care has to be harder, taking care of you first.
Now, what I need you to share with us a little bit more on, sis, and I know you can. And matter of fact, I'm not even going to question. I'm just going to throw the question out there.
All right.
How can a parent with, you know, a few children, a child or two, I'll just say one or two children, okay, how could a parent start themselves off by making that change in lifestyle so that that information or that mindset may trickle down to their offspring?
That is so true. That's very important. It's about first, knowing you're worthy of a healthier lifestyle. You're worthy of it. And I know myself as a mom of two, I made it hard. I really made it hard on myself. And it didn't have to be that way. But we learned from that past part of me put me where I am today. So it's first, there again, first making a decision that I want that. And it's not about comparing yourself. Your healthy lifestyle doesn't have to look like anybody else's. It's about tuning into your inner being. I mean, it's a lot of money, millions, billions of dollars out there in industry that can say, take this, eat this, do this. And they're making money off of our, I don't want to say ignorance, but that's the word that comes to mind. Our lack of knowing.
There you go. You don't know what you don't know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. And it's like those things do not last long. It's about the decision that you know you are worthy of a healthier lifestyle, of a better lifestyle, and it's about not proving your worth. That's another heavy one. You know, it's knowing that you're worthy and knowing that life is set up for you to have whatever you desire. Have this ideal. So just make the decision. Have an ideal. If you want to create a vision board or put a vision book to start out with, put pictures that inspire you up and around you. Post-it notes of inspiration. I don't like the word motivation because that's you're pushing against something. I like inspiration because that comes from inside of yourself and nobody can take that away from you. So you have the power to inspire yourself towards the ideal goals that you set. We're staying on topic of the health. So not doing it for your family, not doing it for your children. This is a very selfish thing. So it's okay to be selfish here.
Go ahead now.
So know that you make the decision. Number one, create the ideal how you desire to live. See yourself and feel. That's the third ingredient. You have to feel that it's already done and it's possible for you. And it's not going to be, may not look like anything you've ever done before, but just be open to new things and embrace it. And I would definitely say keep a journal of the journey.
There we go.
It is a journey.
Oh, okay now. All right. You know, I often talk to young athletes and their parents. And one thing I share with them, I talk about something I call, you know, mastering the life skills. And then talking about mastering these life skills, I talk about three simple things: choices, decision, and consequences. Being able to understand these three simple concepts and realizing the value that each one of these will bring to your life based upon the other one. You know, you have choices. You know, hey, the world is full of choices. You know, the options are out there. You know, you got a big old bag of marbles and each one of them has a dollar sign on it. And if you flip it over, you'll see what the amount is. So you have choices. Okay. If we talk about it from the perspective of finances, but the decision to choose this marble over that marble is very important. What helps you get to that point of making that decision? But I tell them, in telling them all that, I tell them, you have your choices, you have your decisions, but the most important piece of it all is the consequences. What do you want that end result to be? What do you want that end result to be? Do you want to, let's use Sun, for example. Mike, okay, he wanted his end result to be able to stand on the biggest stage in sports and folks look at him, see his name up there in lights, and he be able to stand tall in that. He understood that was going to be, or he wanted that to be his end result. Now, he could have went down several other roads. Folks like you and other folks that whispered, you know, wise words of wisdom in his ear as he was coming up, helped him move to that point where choices, decisions, and consequences were just a way of life. And understanding that end result is what you want to primarily focus on. So how do we get parents and their children to start to understand that? Because you were slamming on the decision making process a few minutes ago, and I just want you to break into a little bit. I know you can go, Sid. I know you can go. I want you to just let it out and let it onto this here audience that's listening to the show right now. I just had somebody call in area code 512, and I'm going to check on them and see if they got a question for you. But I want you to go ahead and break into that for us.
Absolutely. I love that. Choices, decisions, and consequences. The consequences goes right back to the ideal life that you desire to have. That's what that is. And staying focused on that ideal. And knowing the first one he said was choices, that there's infinite choices. This is all about freedom, people. This is about freedom. This is your true freedom, your birthright, that you can create the ideal life. And it starts with the parent acknowledging this for themselves and mirroring it to their children. And bring them in and say, do you know why I am doing A, B, and C? And that can be the start of a conversation for the family. Because children watch you. They watch us. They watch us left and there day and night. So definitely communication would be being able to share that with my children, why it's important. I want to, we were talking about Mike. You know, I want this ideal life to have this platform and have my name out there. And once you get to that place, I'm sure he can do A, B, and C, go further. He can put his voice out there for the community. He can do all these wonderful things that he's doing. So know that every decision, and we make decisions all day, people, all day. And I say get out ahead of your day. That would be my number one thing to say, how to stay focused on the ideal. That means you see the day. If you know you're going to, which I'm going to stay on the platform of health, that area of health for a second. And you know your birthday is coming up and you may be invited out to dinner and they're going to have cake and ice cream. Allow yourself to celebrate in that moment. But get back on the stick, knowing what sugar does to the body. Or make a substitution. Invite the infinite choices. Make substitutions for that event. You could do sugar-free cake, celebration or what have you. And opt out of the ice cream. Do a yogurt, to go from there. Because you know the result. You know the consequences if you do not get out of ahead of that event. And that can be for every day, moment by moment by moment. Because we're always making decisions. We're always in a state of a state of meditation, because we're always focused on where we're going next, what we're going to do next. But now we're going in with an open eye and not just going through moment by moment blinded or out of habit, so to speak. But we're going woke. This is what I want. This is what I want for my children. And you have to know why you want. That why will drive you. That's your inspiration. I want to be more healthy for myself because it makes me feel. And then I want to be here for longevity for my children. And once you know your why, this is when you can share it with your children. And they will see in you that, man, my life is not really just about me. Because they'll see that in you. They will want to do better. They will want to do more. They will make better decisions for themselves as well. So, Michael, I hope that piggyback on choices,
you're nailing it down. You're nailing it down. But we also have a caller that popped up here. Area code 516. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, this is Annette. I had a question. I'm enjoying your message and things you're talking about from motivation perspective, decision, and consequences. So how are you getting that message out to others in the community? Because you said you had a light bulb moment, said, hey, you need to do more, be engaged more. Do you have a specific approach that you're taking to get the word out to, so that people can start engaging with you one-on-one to get some of this motivational speaking, talking that you're doing?
Michael, is she talking about yours? Are you, Annette, are you
talking
about
she's talking about you,
somebody?
Sis. She's talking about you, Ann.
Me, Annette? Okay. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, first of all, it's about being transparent. I don't see, you can't find what you believe is missing. So it's not about me putting myself out there to gain something because I already got it. So it's about me putting myself out there in social media. It's about me putting myself out there wherever I'm inspired to, even like this podcast, this awesome podcast, and being just being open to whatever you are led to do. But know, first of all, that people that are ready to hear will show up automatically. You won't bring people to you that aren't ready to hear you. Why? Because you're not out there for numbers. I don't take score too soon. That's another thing you do. I don't care if one person shows up. That was the person that's supposed to show up. So know that whatever field you're in that, they are ready for you. And you're getting ready to be ready to be ready to be ready as well.
Well, Annette is also one of them people that's out there that don't have no problem with speaking as well. And she has her message that she holds in reserve from time to time, but I try to pull it out of her as well. And did that kind of sort of touch on what you was looking for?
Yes, thank you very much.
Absolutely. No, they're out there. You're answering their question. You're the answer to their question. No,
all
they're
right.
Asking.
Okay. Know that they're asking. Yes.
Yes.
Always. You know,
yes.
And thinking about that and knowing that they're asking, you know, and you glanced over something here a second ago that reminds me of a phrase that a friend of mine uses all the time, Dr. George C. Fraser. He says, when the students are ready,
that's it,
the
Michael.
Teachers appear.
That's right.
And I'm like, okay, when the students are ready, the teachers appear. And you said it doesn't make a difference whether or not it's one person
or you're talking to a room full.
But when the students are ready, ready to receive, the teacher will appear. Okay.
Yeah, I encourage Annette to let that be her prayer life. You know, send me where they're ready. I don't want just a room full of people.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, and that's true. That's true. You want to have a group of folks that, or you want to have individuals that's ready to receive the information. You know,
absolutely.
Not just you sharing the information and it bouncing off the wall and bouncing back at you. No, you want to have somebody to absorb that stuff on the other end. And then talking about our children, how do we get across to the point of reaching our children with some of the information that needs to be shared with them? Let's dig into that for a little while, because I know you've done some work in the youth space for quite some time as well.
Yes. For me, what I have seen, Michael, is that children just want to be heard. They want to be heard first, and then they open up like a flower. And so they have information pushed down their throats, you know, 24/7 from commercials, from, you know, government, from teachers, from blah, blah, blah. But very seldom do children feel heard or seen. And once you can meet them at that place, then your message can wedge its wonderfulness right into their life. Because why? They're ready. They're ready. They're like sponges. When they're first born, they're like sponges absorbing information, you know? and they're still wired that way. So I think it's first about letting them know, I see you, I hear you, and coming from that energy place, and they will come right up to you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because they are constantly bombarded with information. So yeah. Them being able to sift through it and find a solid process to absorb some of that information is always a challenge for them. And most of the time, they're trying to vocalize, you know, their views, and we sometimes dismiss that, or we don't believe that they understand or know what they're talking about. You know, that is very important. We need to first be able to have that attentive ear and listen, and then we take that, and then we just kind of like regurgitate that information, send it back out there to them, see if they got that from a different perspective, and then from there, hey, changing that up to make it fit whatever we want to use. Well, you've been chopping it up for a good minute or so. We're gonna take a hot second. We're going to step away and take a little quick break. You can get a chance to wet your whistle or wet my whistle. And then we're going to come back. Folks, hey, we've been listening to some good stuff here, but we're going to be right back.
I need it.
Hey, Sean, let's go show, Dallas.
Hey, don't go anywhere. The Parents Coaching Parents Network with your host, M.H. Scott, will be back in just a few moments.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
With the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Mr. Scott, Coach Klein, just calling to check in with you. I'm on my way to Patterson School today. I'll see Mike again tomorrow.
Mr. Scott, how you doing? This is Jeff Battle again. We got disconnected. If there's any problems or whatever, Coach Muse is looking forward to showing you guys around. My cell number.
Mike, this is Skip Prosser from Wake Forest. It's about 7:40. I understand you went by campus.
Mr. Scott, it's Coach Fernandez here with the University of Miami. Hey, hope it's well. I just wanted to touch bases with you. I think your son was coming home this weekend and wanted me to give you a call. Hope.
How you doing, Mr. Scott? This is Chris Pompey, New Mexico State University. Saw your son play during the summer with Lou Williams. If you can, give me a call at your...
Hey, Mr. Scott, this is Coach Bradley down at Clemson. If you had a chance, my cell is 864.
This message will be saved for...
Hey, Michael, George Johnson again with the NBPA. We are playing phone tag. If it's okay.
Mike Scott, Dan Williams, Philadelphia School District Sports Administration, Compliance, NCAA. You left.
Hey, Mike, this is John Belant, the head coach at West Virginia. Try to get in touch with you here. So I want to talk with you a little bit about your son. I know he's at home.
Hey, Mr. Scott, it's Dave Lake of Qualen. It's about 6:15. Hope all is well. I talked to Coach Keats earlier today, and he said he had a conversation with you.
Next message.
Hey, Mr. Scott, Coach Keats, call me back with your facts.
Good evening, Mr. Scott. This is Chris Horn giving you a call back from thesaber.com. I hope all's going well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Sort of audio, I'd like to just...
Mr. Scott, this is Justin Young, editor of Rivals.com Basketball Recruiting. I just wanted to give you a call this morning. It's 9:45. I understand...
Mr. Scott, how are you? This is Dave Leto calling from Virginia.
Guide, athletes, scholarship, mentor, and elevate parents, coaching, parents, know the game.
are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network. Hey, folks, we're back. You know, we've been having a good conversation with Mrs. Angela Hicks, and she has been sharing some great information with us this afternoon in reference to transforming your life. Wow. What are some of the things that we can do? What are some of the things we should be considering? What are some of the things that we have to implement into our life? You know, I started out earlier talking about, you know, each and every year we go through, we do these New Year's resolutions, and, you know, we put all this stuff out here and we make up all these great ideals on things we're going to do, and we do them for the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and then they go away. Huh? Why? Understand. Them resolutions aren't just something that happens 30, 60, 90 days. Those are things that should be part of a life change, a change in lifestyle, something that we're going to implement into our everyday walk in life. Every day. Now, if we're talking about our athletes, again, them eating healthy, them eating clean, them, you know, getting sleep. You know, you got to be able to talk to your children about all these things. You know, if they're going to be athletes and they think they're going to play at the next level, the highest level in the game. You know, things like, hey, go to bed on time can't be a question. You can't be caught up playing with no video games, you know, knowing that you got to get up and go to school tomorrow, the next morning, but you up 12:30, 1 o'clock on a video game, plugged in with some other kids that's up there 12, or somebody else online thinking that you plugged in with them 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm going to tell you, my child, my oldest, my hero, my guy, Mike, he was in the bed by 8:30. By 9 o'clock, that joker was fading. If he was up after 9 o'clock, he was fading so hard, he wasn't even paying attention. But by 8:30, he was starting to sink down. Things were starting to get quiet for him. And if he wasn't already asleep by 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock, lights out. And that was because he understood the importance of getting that proper rest. He understood making those right decisions. And it was something that I did for myself to ensure that my lifestyle was on track. And then I shared that with him. And not only shared it, I demonstrated by example. You know, he watched me during the time that I was in the military. I had to get up early in the morning and go out there and run with the guys 3-4 miles. Sometimes I even took him with me. And then after I got done running with the guys, while he rode in the truck following us, I would take him and drop him off at school. So he seen what Dad's day started off with. And seen that I needed that energy, that extra, that to get me over the hump, to carry me through the day. So he decided he going to get on that same grind. He's been grinding ever since. Love that child. Let's get back to our guest, folks. Miss Angela Hicks. Oh, man. Life transformed. Well, yes, sis.
Michael, I love that. Here I am. I am just chewing on that wonderful testimony and example that you gave us about how you had to embody it first. Because words don't teach. You taught him by the evidences of your life, and you provided, I'm sure, the environment for him to get drowsy at 8:30. So it's going to take the parent creating the environment, you know, cut down the lights, turn off the TVs, put down the electronic devices, and set the atmosphere so the children, your children, will get the hint, and then it'll start becoming automatic for them. It may take a while, but it will become automatic.
You're so true. So true.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You know, hey, you know, my lifestyle in the Marine Corps was leadership by example. And that's what I had just had to move forward on. And I guess he's seen it and realized, okay, my dad do this and he got all these guys following him. And, hey, okay, I can do some of that too. And he started putting his together out there on the court. And I felt such a beautiful thing to watch. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about what you bring to the table for us here, Miss Angela Hicks, as you continue to show us how to transform these lives. You know, and with all that being said, you know, I know, like I said, I know you've done some work in the youth space before. Give us your opinion, and that's exactly what, you know, what we're looking for, your opinion. When we're working with the males and working with the female young students, you know, is there any difference? Is there any way that we have to treat one that we really can't work that same system with another? And I know this is kind of sort of off topic, but that's still part of all of us being able to help shape and mold and transform that next generation of young lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The generations today, Michael, that I see, you can reach them in a male, both male and female, on one platform. Now, sidebars, I find like little because girls will have different questions and different points of view, just like everybody has an opinion. And it's their lives have inspired them to these questions. So they maybe there is a difference. So I encourage one platform, but definitely two, you know, for male and then one for the female, depending on how they are living in life. Because I've seen, well, how do I say this? Some females, because they've had to raise themselves in their households, they have more masculine tendencies. So they're, the female receives, the male gives. So they're more, they may be in the male class and hear or hear both sides, you know, from there. So it definitely depends nowadays, because children are, they are definitely asking the questions. They really are. They want, they know something's more supposed to be for them. They are ready to ask the questions if they feel safe. That's the other key. They have to feel safe. So the atmosphere definitely has to be conducive for that to happen. But, yeah, Michael, I believe in my opinion would be one platform but with two break-off points so they can get the full attention that, you know, each sex needs.
Sorry about that. I had to check with our caller to see. We had a couple callers that popped up on the screen and wanted to see
all
if
right.
any of them wanted to chime in to ask questions, you know, but everybody seemed to be platform shy. I wouldn't even say radio shy or television shy, just saying platform shy. No, I ain't have any questions.
Right.
But you could ask this question for me. No, come on up. That's why I give the number out, 516-453-9932. We can't see what you look like. You could be sitting there on the edge of your bed with rollers in your head. We don't know that. You could be sitting there with a raggedy-looking beard on your face. We don't know that. You could have had a bad haircut week. We don't know that. You come on to ask your question. 516-453-9932. Area code 915. Welcome to the Parents Culture Parents Network. Do you have a question? I
I take it that you just want to listen. Okay, we're going to continue our conversation. Angela, I guess if you have a question, please hit option one and let me know that you have a question. Area code 915, area code 512. Who else we got up here? Area code 203. Yeah, if you got a question, hey, just pop on up. All right? We got you. Yes, ma'am. So, somebody, what's going on here?
Female athletes?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Is the question more about the difference between male and female questions and when they have engagements with you? Is it more that females are more about health and eating and all that, and males about strength and fitness? And I mean, what are some of the differences that you're seeing? I mean, I know biologically they're different, but is one focused more on fitness, the other on food, or what are you seeing?
Well,
Go ahead. Thank you for your question, caller. Earlier, I focused on four areas of life. It's health, relationships, how they express themselves, and, of course, how they see themselves financially. So I meet them there in all four of those areas across the board, both male and female. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that. So you talk about all those subjects with all of them, even though the response is different. They still cover the same core subject. Absolutely. And according to their questions, I divert. Maybe one area, you know, all these, you know, the community have come together. They're focused on this one area. So that's where I will divert in, because that's most important to them, and that's where they're willing to hear.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, you know, as we move on here, and thanks for that clarification, and Annette said it well, you know, I've run into, and see, I'm not quite that sharp expert that you are. So I've run into things, and, you know, I noticed that when I'm talking to a male athlete compared to talking to a female athlete, I have to take into accountability emotions, because one is more driven emotionally than the other one is. You know, I can talk with a male athlete, or a male child. Let's just leave it at children. When I'm talking to a male child, I could be using a lot of X and O's. And not just to say that from a sports perspective, but just from a logistical logical perspective. Whereas when I'm talking to a female, and I'll go back to myself talking to different students in the school setting. If I'm talking to a female student, I have to take very seriously into account her emotional state at that time.
Absolutely.
Whereas a young male student, yeah, I'm taking into account his emotional state, but not as much as I am with the female student. Now, I may be totally wrong. I may be archaic. I may be, you know, somebody from the dinosaur age. But I noticed that for me, it allows me to reach them better. It allows them to open up once they realize that I'm looking at it from the sense of empathy, not sympathy. You know, once they realize that I understand that there may be some precipitating factors in the background that's causing them to either have this hardened stance or this very emotional, soft, teary-eyed reaction. You know, so that when I look at the two, or when I interact with the two, I have to first gauge that part first for me, and that's what helps me work through situations like that. And I don't know if that added on to anything that you was thinking about, Annette.
for anything that you may have came across, because you've also worked with both populations as well. And I know Andy has been in the business for a great moment or so. But, you know, and these things, hey, for each one of us, we have our own way of reaching that next person, whether or not
it's
our children or a student or just a youth that you have regular interactions with, or whether it's, hey, that next generation of adults that you have regular interaction with, you know. I can tell you, and Angie can testify, we've worked around some folks that can run hot and cold all in the same day. You know,
yes.
their level of stability may not be quite the same from early in the morning to after lunch. You know,
absolutely.
They could be on high and something else going on in their head by the time they were, you know. So that's a whole other story.
That is so true. You know, Michael, listening to you, that is so good. And Annette, I encourage you as well. I heard you, Michael, say empathy, not sympathy. And mine, because, you know, we work different. Mine is compassion. So if you come at me with a problem, I don't see the problem. I have to stay focused knowing that you have the solution within you. That's where I see compassion is. So I think we all have that. We know that these children are powerful beings, and they just haven't tapped into that power yet. And we're like the guardrails guiding them, you know, back onto or to recognize and resonate with that power within themselves. They do have infinite choices. They do have infinite decision making, and it all results in an ideal or a consequence. So that's my word, compassion. That's where I meet them at.
And that's the right spot to meet them at there, sis. We appreciate that. Hey, well, we got about another few more minutes before we start to wind down. Tell folks how they can keep up with you, stay in touch with you, follow you, you know, just reach out to you if they need be to make sure that they're getting the best information they could possibly get.
Thank you so much for that leverage, Michael. I appreciate that with all my heart. Again, my name is Angela Hicks, and you can find me on Facebook at Midlife, MIDLIFE, 2 High Life, HIGHLIFE. And I'm also on Instagram. And we just inspire one another there. It's a platform mainly for women over 40. And knowing that just because you're at the mid part of your life doesn't mean that's the end. It's so much more waiting for you in store. So please connect with me there. I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can message me on Facebook as well, and I will definitely reach out within 24 hours.
You said midlife to high life. All
midlife
right.
Midlife to high life.
That's what I'm talking about. Midlife to high life. We're not talking about going to the casino, folks. We're talking about uplifting yourself. We ain't talking about increasing your wager. We talking about uplifting yourself, digging from within.
Yes.
We ain't talking about going over there to, what's that, River Bay, Bay by the River Casino, whatever the name of that new thing is over there. Boy, we ain't talking about that. We talking about reaching within yourself and lifting up. And
yes.
She said check her out on Facebook, and I'm going to put that link up on our Parents Coach and Parents Network page on Facebook, as well as you said Instagram. Was that Instagram as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
Instagram.
Sir.
We going to tag both of them out there. So if you want to go back and connect with Miss Angela, or just in case you called in here and I'm looking at your number on my switchboard here and you don't want to ask the question, because I'm going to try it one more time. Area code 915. Welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Did you have a question? I'm going to leave it at that. I take it that silence is consent. No, you do not have a question. You just want to continue to listen. I know that person is probably going to fuss me out later on, but hey, ain't nothing but love going on here on this show. And I just seen area code, what's that, 336. I don't even know what area code that is. What is area code 336?
That's may be.
That's another Carolina line there, ma'am?
Yeah, okay. But I don't know who it is.
Okay.
I was following too.
Area code 336. All right. Area code 336. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network. If you have a question, pop on up, pop on in, and let us know. No, I guess just that they just love the way your voice sounds there, Miss Angela, and listening to the questions that Annette have shared with us and the garbage that I'm talking, that I guess they just want to listen to that. But, hey, we appreciate you chiming in and supporting us here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Again,
anytime.
If you want to reach out to Miss Angela Hicks, midlife. You said the number two.
No, T O. Midlife 2 highlight.
Yes, midlife sir. 2, T O highlight. All right.
Yeah.
Check her out, folks. Reach out to her. Connect with her. You know, she got these special groups going on. Ladies, if you're over 40 and you know you going through that time and things are still not quite, and you want to just refocus and take 2023 by the horns and just ride it all the way out, hey, you may want to connect to Midlife to Highlight.
Absolutely. I'd love to have them.
Here in 2023. Join the group, folks. Join the group. Share it. Make sure you get that information out, because there's some powerful stuff to be learned over the next few months. Next few months, so that your life is on track for the entire 2023 moving forward. Give us some closing remarks there, Ms. Angela, as we prepare to wind down here on the Parents Coach of Parents Network, the number one sports parent podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Again, Michael, thank you so much for this privilege. Thank you, all the callers and the listeners. Know that you are greatly appreciated, and I pray the best for you in 2023, and that you allow the best and expect the best for your life. Let this mantra be your adopted mantra, and say it to yourself throughout the day. I joyfully expect the best, and inevitably the best comes to me.
You got to give us that mantra one more time, because I was trying to write it down. I joyfully expect the best, and inevitably,
you got it. I joyfully expect the best, and inevitably the best comes to me.
Go ahead now. Go ahead. Now, see, that can be applied to anyone.
That's it.
Could you imagine, parents, if our children took on a powerful mantra of that level, of that magnitude?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Man, the genius that comes out of these jokers? Oh, my goodness. We be in an altogether new universe. We would hit an instant paradigm shift.
That's it.
So parents, write that mantra down. Tape it up all around the house. Because if you tape it up all around the house, they're going to start reading it. And then they're going to walk around and start saying it. And if they can figure out how to put some music behind it, What are you talking about? All right, sis. Hey, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We enjoy having you on today. As always, it's been a blessing. We love you.
We appreciate you, brother.
The things that you have done, and man, I just can't appreciate. I just can't show enough. And by the way, say hey to my brother as well. You know, because he set me up straight a couple weeks ago when I had a little luncheon. He came through and got a little catering thing going on too, folks. I just
always
let you know.
Thinking,
that's
Hammer.
Little,
we appreciate
that little
that
small
so
plug. That's a little small plug. My brother can put some stuff together now. We got a little catering thing going on too. But anyway, hey, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. This is M.A. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach of Parents Network, and saying, hey, we'll see you again next Sunday. If the Lord's willing, as my man, Mr. Marge Cromwell used to say, if the Lord's willing, we'll see you again next Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharp, here on what? The number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach of Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast.